Good morning, everyone. I have sound good.
I need your bulletin when you're done.
Okay. Welcome to our service of worship. We have a very active calendar this year, as usual, and I just want to highlight a few of the things for you. Take this home, because everything's on it, on the insert. Next Sunday, this is the highlight, next Sunday is the turkey dinner. So please keep that in mind and bring your family, bring your friends, well, some of your friends. And join us for our turkey dinner. It's a really great day. I'll just highlight that Blue Christmas service, December 21st, intended in particular for people who have losses that it's to help you get through that feeling of loss. Christmas Eve service, one at 4:30 and one at 7:30. The 4:30 one is particularly geared to children. It's shorter, and but everyone is welcome. Next Sunday, the 16th, in the afternoon, there's a special Christmas in the Stable presentation at Trinity Presbyterian Church, so keep that in mind. And then there are various other concerts, Nepean Band Concert, Festive Sound Concert. You all are aware of our things we're donating to for the Christmas season. Today is the deadline for the Angel Tree, and keep your eyes on that. So I think that is the basic things, so let us prepare our hearts and, oh, wait a minute, apparently not. And you want my problem.
Here we go, thanks.
I'm done?
You're done.
Okay.
We also, today is the deadline for Operation Come Home for our donations for street youth. And we're very pleased to have Ryan here from Operation Come Home. He's going to come forward and tell us just a little bit about what they do.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for having me. My name is Ryan Doucette. I work at Operation Come Home downtown. So a little bit about our organization. Our motto is preventing homeless youth from becoming homeless adults. We believe in education, employment, we have social enterprises, those kinds of things. My role is specifically as an employment counselor. So the donations that you're providing today are for our drop-in center, which provides access to about 500 unique youth a year who come through our drop-in looking for things like food, basic toiletries, those types of things. It's often the first point of contact before we try to engage the youth in other programming and that sort of thing, but it's really one of the most important things that we have. Just as a little background for what we do at Operation Come Home, although people think that we focus exclusively on youth, which we do, we've engaged with youth all the way from the West End out here in Kanata, Stittsville, Orleans. So although you're making a contribution to our drop-in center, we never really know who is part of our community that winds up downtown. So it's with great thanks that you've had me here today, and we really appreciate your donations. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ryan. And we're just finishing wiring up the children for the pageant. So talk amongst yourselves. Funny thing happened on the way to church this morning. I'll take a second actually to tell you a bit more about the Christmas in the Stable. It's at Trinity Presbyterian Church, which is up on Hazeline. No, it's not. It's up on Richardson Side Road now. It's actually being hosted partly by the presbytery and partly by the congregation. And the idea is to take you sort of walking through what it might have been like on the night that Jesus was born. So they're going to actually have a llama and some sheep and some other animals outside. Yeah, they're keeping them outside. And you can see them on the way in and greet some shepherds out there, I think. And then you come inside, and I've been asked to be the innkeeper. So I get to be the grumpy one who tells people there's no room. No, you have to keep moving on. But in each of the rooms, you take a few minutes to... you take a few minutes to sort of talk about what it would have been like on that day. So I'm trying to give a feel for what it was like to be the innkeeper. And then you move on to another room, and there's wise men, and it begins with a bit of a time of worship, and it also ends with some worship and then a chili supper as well. So there's going to be lots of chili for people to eat. So you are welcome to come to that. It's from 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock next Sunday afternoon. And I know next Sunday is busy because we have our own lunch here at the church. But if after that you'd like to come and join us down at Trinity, that would be fantastic as well. We do have our Christmas services highlighted there, and Gwen's mentioned them already. The December 21st one, that longest night service, we call it longest night and we call it Blue Christmas. The 21st is the longest night of the year. It's the night with the most darkness. And it's for those who've lost loved ones and find it difficult at Christmas time, but also for anyone who's finding Christmas a difficult time. It's an opportunity. It's a more meditative service. It's an opportunity to come together and think about those who've been precious in our lives and what it's like being without them at this time of year. And yet in the midst of that, finding hope and peace and joy and love through the Christmas season. So everyone is welcome to come to that service. Like I said, it's a quiet and meditative service. And again, the Christmas Eve is the 4:30 service. That's half an hour long. It's designed for young kids, and we've been doing it for quite a few years now. It's intentional that it's going to be loud. It's going to be busy. The kids will likely be running around a little bit, but it's an opportunity for them, those who can't sit through a 7:30 service and be able to enjoy the carols and the readings. The lessons, they have an opportunity to come and have a special service for them. Anyone is welcome to come to it, but just be forewarned, it's going to be half an hour long, and it's a lovely chaos that we enjoy. And again, at 7:30 service, we'll have our handbell choir. We're doing two pieces, as well as the senior choir, as well as lots of special music and readings. And I think we're just about ready. That's always information about Presbyterian World Service and Development. That's the service and development wing of our church, and that's what we use to reach out around the world whenever there's a disaster or a need. So I invite you to read a little bit about that on the back of your insert as well, and have an opportunity to find out what we're doing together around the world. And also, we welcome Benjamin back this week. We mentioned a few weeks ago that Benjamin was going to be heading back to Cameroon. His family decided that it's too dangerous to go back to Cameroon right now, and Benjamin agreed, so Benjamin's going to be able to stay in Canada with us for the time being. So we welcome you back, Benjamin. It's great to have you back, and be assured of our continued prayers for your family and friends in Cameroon as well. Let's join together in singing Christians Awake. I invite you to stand if you're able. I invite you to remain standing as we go through our call to worship and light the Advent candle. And I invite the Duncan family to come forward and lead us. You'll find the response on the insert or up on the screen.
People of peace, God desires people who hold fast to the vision of God's kingdom, where peace and justice reign.
Make us those peaceful people.
God longs for people who have courage, who examine their own motives fearlessly, who won't abide intimidation or a bully.
Make us those peaceful people.
God yearns for people who resist the call to vengeance and the false solution of anger, the easy answer of hate.
Make us those peaceful people.
Let's pray together.
God of peace, we hear your call to live in peace with your neighbor and our enemies. Bring light into our path as we await your peaceful kingdom. Amen.
Let's join together in singing verse 2 of Hope is a Star, Peace is a Ribbon. Be seated. Let's come before God in prayer. Let us pray. We gather here in your name, O God, anticipating an experience of your presence among us. For the gift of children through whose eyes we can see your good news yet again in fresh ways, from whom we can hear and see your word for us today, and with whom we can share in the joy of your good news, we give you thanks. We thank you for the joy of this season, the anticipation of Christmas, which is soon to come. We thank you for the gift of your Son, who came to be with us to teach us about your love. Speak to us this day, we pray, whether it be in words that are spoken or drama prepared by our children, in the music we hear and sing. Speak to us again through the familiar and the unfamiliar, and change our lives. We ask this in Jesus' name and pray together with his words, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Hear the good news of the gospel shared with us. We are loved, we are forgiven, and now we go into the world to share that gift. And thanks be to God for that opportunity. Amen. And now the pageant.
This is the story of the first Christmas, the night Jesus was born. We celebrate this and remember the hope and joy that the tiny baby brought to the world on that extraordinary night in Bethlehem over 2,000 years ago. For Jesus' birth did bring hope and joy to the world. Hope because at that time there was much wrongdoing and fighting on the earth. And people were looking for a sign from God that he would always be there to look after them. And joy because after many years of waiting, God had finally fulfilled his promise to send a Savior or Messiah to earth to go among the people and teach everybody his peaceful and loving ways. That Messiah would be God's greatest gift to all people, his son Jesus. To prepare the world for the Messiah, God sent different men and women to prophesy or foretell that Jesus was coming. The people were called prophets. This is what they said.
Behold, a young woman shall bring forth a son, and his name will be Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Out of Bethlehem, one will go forth to be the king of Israel.
For unto us a child shall be born, a son shall be given, and his name shall be called Wonderful, the Prince of Peace, and his kingdom shall have no end.
The prophets foretell of a wonderful Savior, a baby who will grow up and be under God's wings.
And he will be with us forever.
Hallelujah. Now when God was ready to give Jesus to the world, he chose a special woman named Mary to be his mother. Now when God was ready to give Jesus to the world, he chose a special woman named Mary to be his mother. Mary lived in the little village of Nazareth and was engaged to be married to Joseph, a humble carpenter who lived nearby. One day, when Mary was alone, God sent his messenger, the angel Gabriel, to appear before her.
Greetings, Mary. God is with you. You are blessed among women.
Mary was at first frightened and confused by this greeting from God's angel, but then Gabriel told her that God had chosen her to give birth to Jesus.
Fear not, Mary, for you are special in God's eyes. He has chosen you to be the mother of his son, Jesus, and his kingdom shall have no end.
Mary now understood everything she had been told, and it filled her with great joy and happiness. She replied to Gabriel, saying,
I am happy to be a part of God's plan.
Not long after he had spoken to Mary, the angel Gabriel appeared to Joseph one night as he slept. In Joseph's dream, the angel of the Lord told him of God's plan.
God has chosen you to be the father of his son, Jesus, and Mary will be his mother.
When Joseph awoke, he went to Mary with joy in his heart. Both Mary and Joseph had heard that God's son would be coming, and they were overjoyed to be chosen by God to be his parents. And so Mary and Joseph went back to living their quiet lives, keeping God's secret only between themselves. Now, at that time, the land they lived in was ruled by the Romans. The Romans were mighty and powerful rulers of an enormous empire. The chief ruler, a man named Caesar Augustus, was mean and greedy. He wanted to charge extra taxes to everyone in the land, so he issued a decree.
Hear ye, hear ye. I, Caesar Augustus, have issued a decree. Open your ears, stop your voices. Hear ye, hear ye. It is decreed on this day that a census will be taken. Account of the entire Roman Empire. Everyone must go to their hometown to register. Absolutely no exceptions. You must be counted. No matter who you are, make plans now to travel to your home and be counted.
That way, Caesar would know every person who lived in his country, so they could be taxed.
And so Joseph and Mary left Nazareth to return to the small village of Bethlehem, about 90 miles away, where Joseph had been born. It was a difficult journey across the hot land, but after a long journey, they finally reached Bethlehem. By then, Mary was very tired and just about to have her baby. But when they arrived, the city was already very crowded with other people who had come back to be registered, and all of the inns were full. Joseph sought shelter at several inns anyway, in the hope that someone might spare a room for him and for Mary.
"You've traveled a long way, and my wife is very tired. Is there any room at your inn?"
"I'm sorry, I have no room. My inn is full."
And so it went at every inn. But one innkeeper looked at Mary, who was about to have her baby, and felt sorry for her. He said,
"I have no room in my inn, but you may stay in the stable out in the back."
"We thank you very much for your kindness."
The stable was for animals, for the donkeys, cows, and sheep that people had brought with them. But Mary and Joseph were grateful for any shelter they could get that night in the little town of Bethlehem. Can you please join us in singing "A Little Town of Bethlehem"?
That night, Mary gave birth to her firstborn child. Jesus was born.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The Lord Jesus, the King of Kings, the Prince of Peace, for he is called all these things, was born to a simple carpenter and his wife. And to make the baby Jesus comfortable, Mary wrapped him in a swaddling band, which are clean strips of white cloth, and laid him down gently in the soft hay in the manger, the animal's feeding box.
Thank you.
That same night, there were three shepherds watching their flocks of sheep on the steep hill surrounding Bethlehem. The shepherds were poor people who wore rough, simple clothing. For them, nights were usually dark, cold, and lonely. But that night Jesus was born, the angels suddenly appeared above them in the sky.
For a new baby has been born in Bethlehem. He shall be our king, not just any king, but the king of all kings.
Please tell us where we can find him.
You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger.
Then, suddenly, a whole choir of angels appeared in the sky, and they announced the good news of the baby Jesus.
Hail to the new king. Glory to the newborn king. You'll bring peace to all.
May the congregation please join us in singing Hark the Herald Angels Sing. When the angels had left, the shepherds decided that they should go see the baby Jesus right away.
Yes, let us see this wondrous child that God has told us about.
The shepherds were the first to see and worship the baby Jesus. They really wanted to bring baby Jesus a gift, but they were poor and had nothing to give him.
We do not have a lot of money or fancy things, but we can offer him ourselves.
Faith and trust in Jesus were all that mattered to God, and for the shepherds, just seeing Jesus filled them with hope for all people. Joy to the world, they cried. The Lord our Savior has come. May the congregation please join us in singing the first verse of Joy to the World.
Word about Jesus' birth began to spread, and little by little the stable filled with people from near and far. Children came too. They were shy at first, until Mary beckoned them to come forward. Meanwhile, in a land far to the east of Bethlehem, three wise men of great knowledge noticed an unusually bright star in the sky.
That star is amazing. It's so unusually bright in the sky.
Yes, it's as if it's trying to tell us something.
Maybe it is. Could it be a sign that the Savior has come, the one that the prophets told us about so long ago?
Yes, that's it.
Let's follow it.
On their camels, the three wise men, or magi, traveled a long way, faithfully following the star shining brightly in the sky until it stood over the place in Bethlehem where Jesus was. Please join us in singing We Three Kings.
When they saw the baby Jesus, the three wise men fell on their knees in humble worship. They lay at the feet of baby Jesus the valuable treasures they had brought with which to honor him. The first king gave him gold. The second king gave him sweet-smelling frankincense. And the third king gave him perfume like myrrh. For they knew they had at last found their Savior, God's Son, who had come to bring peace on earth on that silent and holy night. Please join us in singing Silent Night. And that is the story of the first Christmas, the story that has been told for thousands of years about how God loved us so much that he sent us Jesus to tell us and show us all about his love. We hope that you all enjoyed our Christmas pageant and have experienced the love and joy that God has given to us with baby Jesus, born so long ago in Bethlehem. We hope that you will carry that love and joy with you and pass it along to others. We all wish you a very Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Definitely a big thank you to all of our young people for all the work they did and for all the adults as well. And for those who stepped in last minute to fill in roles this morning, we thank you especially. It must have been nerve-wracking. You did a fantastic job. So thank you again to all the Sunday school teachers and all the helpers and everybody who helped to bring this pageant together. Thank you. In a moment, we're going to have the celebration chest, but let's have our offering first. We have indeed been blessed in so many different ways throughout our lives. We give thanks to God in many ways, with our lives, with our abilities, with our skills, also with our tithes and with our offerings for the ministry we have here in this community and around the world. Our tithes and offerings will now be given. Wonderful pageant, and especially Kate stepping in last minute for Lily. Thank you. West Ottawa Ladies Chorus finished their concerts with only a few hitches. That only you noticed. Oh. Excellent. It's Rob's birthday today, so that means we sing happy birthday to Rob. Celebrating someone's birthday today, yeah. 30 years ago, you were delivered of your firstborn son. Any other celebrations? Yes. For the pageant, it was great, yeah. Gwen. Your third-born child is 45 tomorrow. Yeah. Sam. Your cousin's 25th or 27th birthday, some birthday. Yeah, great. Good. Oh, Doug.
We went to two wonderful concerts by a couple of members of our choir, and also I was celebrating a wonderful pageant.
A wonderful pageant and two great concerts, a great start to the festive season. Yeah. Had a birthday last week, the big 7-0. Congratulations. More money for the children in the pageant. Yeah. Tom. Your daughter's 50th birthday tomorrow. Great. Marlene. Fantastic pageant. Oh. The Sens won in overtime. Good. Lots to celebrate. Yeah. Any other celebrations? Oh, one more. Murray.
Yes, celebrating the pageant, our grandchildren being there, and our son's birthday is coming up very shortly.
Great. Your pageant, the pageant, your grandchildren being there, and your son's birthday coming up.
Son right over there.
Yeah.
His birthday.
Son right over there. Great. Yeah.
A wonderful job by the kids.
Yeah. The wonderful job of the pageant. Successful concert last night. which we can attest to. Some of us are there. Yep. Great working with all the Sunday school kids and the staff and helpers and everybody. Fantastic. Good. And if we can get a picture afterwards, before we head out to the gathering space for cake. So if you guys, right at the end of the service, if you can come back up and we'll do a picture with all you guys up here, okay? Good. So you guys have done the children's story for me. And you've done the sermon for me. I really owe you guys, yeah. That was the pageant. You did a fantastic job telling the story about Jesus' birth and about the wise men and the shepherds, and that was fantastic. You did a great job, and you guys put a lot of work into that, so thank you so much for doing that. Let's have a prayer together, and you go back and sit with your families, and then we'll have a picture, and then we'll have cake and coffee hour. Let us pray. You can repeat after me. Dear God, thank you for today. For the birth of Jesus, for our pageant, for seeing you in new ways. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You guys can go back and sit wherever you were. Let's join together in our closing hymn, Angels from the Realms of Glory. And I invite the children to come up during the last verse of this hymn. Invite all the children to come forward again. May the Christ who walks on wounded feet walk with you on the road. May the Christ who serves with a wounded heart open your hearts to love. May the Christ who serves with wounded hands open your hands to serve. May you see the face of Christ in everyone you meet. And may everyone you meet see the face of Christ in you. Amen. Let's join together in singing, Prepare the Way of the Lord. Thank you. Go now in peace. We'll have the children stay for a moment for a picture, but you'll get first dibs of the cake when you get out there. We'll save it for you. Costumes off before cake, I've been told.